Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Musician Magazine. This is a print magazine that features profiles and interviews and photo spreads covering emerging independent musicians across Aotearoa New Zealand. It's run by a small team of three people. The magazine publishes annually in print, and they've recently published their third issue. Co-founder Sam Elliott joins me on the line now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
I am great. Happy New Zealand Music Month to those who observe. Who is everybody?
Yes, as they should.
As they should. Tell me a bit about Musician. How did it come into being in the first place?
Musician is a print magazine. We also do a bit of online, a few online stories as well. But primarily we're a print magazine. We publish about once a year, and we try and tell stories from across different scenes, different places in Aotearoa about New Zealand music and the stories that are sort of relevant to that. So it's artists, but it's also scene things, it's venues, it's the people who make that music possible more broadly than just the artists themselves. So we try and tell the full picture in as much detail as we can.
Have you always been into music writing and stuff? Like, were you a Rip It Up tragic in your youth?
To be honest, we didn't get into a heck of a lot of writing before. As much of a Rip It Up tragic as I am. We didn't really get into writing until the magazine. Flynn and I were hosts on the SRN. I'm still a host on RDU, and we were hosts on Radio 1. So, I mean, we were interviewing artists and talking to people and all of that for quite some years. So we had that sort of background there, but publications like Rip It Up definitely were a massive influence for us, yeah.
But I guess that also emphasises the importance of those student radio stations, doesn't it? I mean, you know, you mentioned some all-timer names there. My first broadcast was on RDU, and producer Bonnie's was on Radio 1. That really, you got the bug, did you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Radio 1, I just sort of sauntered into Radio 1 one day about 6 years ago and managed to sort of swing a show, and I'm a musician myself as well, and I don't think I would have been able to put myself in some of the positions and take some of the opportunities that I've had without what I've learned from the SRN. So it's a massively, massively important thing. Absolutely.
You must think a lot about New Zealand music and what is distinctive about New Zealand music. Putting you on the spot, but how would you go about explaining to someone who knows nothing about New Zealand and the music scene here what is special and unique about the sounds that we produce?
Well, I think, generally speaking, music is absolutely inextricably tied to geography. And I think New Zealand music, that is especially the case. I mean, the deeper you get into it, the more you can hear artists, if you find out where an artist comes from, the more you can hear that in their influences and the sounds that they make. You can hear different scenes geographically and also sort of genre wise that run throughout music in Aotearoa. You can hear all of this stuff. And there is such a unique creative bent that the scene has generally here. I don't know what it is, but really functionally probably was the birthplace of indie rock, possibly globally. I would suggest in the South Island. There are just so many. There are so many really unique. Unique things, and I think geography comes into that a lot, and you can really hear that up and down the country.
Now, you know, a lot of people would suggest that it goes against conventional wisdom to get into print. You know, we have a slot on the show called Midweek Media Watch, and it feels like it's been months and months of just misery. You even actually make T-shirts with the phrase "print is dead" on them. Why print? Why not, you know, just a blog or just an Instagram? I don't really mean just. I'm being facetious there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the point of it was to create a bit of a time capsule. The point was to create a time capsule, a permanent piece of that was more than just the sum of its parts. So we wanted to pair really good design and excellent writing and all of these things across and curate sort of 10 or 12 pieces that did that and do it and sort of create something that was bigger than just the features inside it and told a broader story and gave a bit of a vignette of the scene and the scenes and the country's music as a whole. And we've done that 3 times now, and that's what we keep in the front of our mind whenever we approach these issues. So we do have some features that we post solely online, but the print is permanent, and it's it is an opportunity to create. I guess its limitations are also the opportunities to make that it provides to make something really good. So it's really permanent. Everything has to be a very intentional decision, and you know, you can't edit it. You can't just nip in and edit the website once it's been sent off to the printer, because those spelling mistakes are going to stay there, you know. So it's going to be...
I think you're 100% right on that, that you know, discipline brings with it its own challenges. But when you have those frameworks to sort of work within, you know, it unlocks a different kind of creativity than just unlimited freedom and space. And I mean, speaking of that, there is something special about and tactile about holding a magazine. And I'm thinking as well about the young photographers and the young writers who publish with you. It must be quite a special thing to be able to contribute to that as well. We've got about a minute left, but your thoughts on that?
Well, it is really awesome to be able to contribute to something sort of that is bigger than yourself. And that's one of the reasons that we started it as well, because we wanted to be able to do that. We've had dozens of contributors now across the 3 issues and online, and it just feels like you're adding something to a community. So it's a really special thing.
And can people get their hands on copies of the magazine?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to Newzician, newzician.co.nz, we sell them on our website, or you can have a look through our Instagram or Facebook as well.
Great stuff. Sam Elliott, really nice chatting to you this evening. Thanks for your time.
Lovely to chat. Cheers.
That is Sam Elliott, co-founder of Newzician magazine, and that website again, Newzician, newzician.co.nz, and Newzician Mag on Instagram as well.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.